Thank you for having me today. Today, I'd like to talk about three habits that lead to our growth. So recently, I took some time to reflect on myself, and I contemplated how could I practice well and continue to grow every day. Then I came up with these ideas of three habits that I would like to practice and share with you today. I believe that habits are truly important in our lives, and these habits accumulate to form what Buddhism refers to as karma. And the first habit is practicing meditation. Practicing meditation. To live well and make the most of our minds, we need the resources to use them effectively. The core resources is the power of mind, and to cultivate it, we need to practice meditation. That's why Master Sutesan said in Timeless Zen, as a rule, sun meditation in Korean is a practice that leads to the achievement of freedom of mind through gaining awakening to one's own nature, which is originally free from discrimination or attachment. Since time immemorial, those who have been determined to achieve the great way have all practiced sun. So, for example, let's think about the process of learning a language. English, in my case, is a second language. If I hadn't memorized vocabulary or studied how to form sentences, I wouldn't be able to communicate and speak as I do now. Just living in the stage without studying or practicing or acquiring doesn't guarantee good English skills. Likewise, while our and utilizing language in this manner becomes possible when the foundational vocabulary is established and the ability to listen to and speak sentences is developed through long-term practice. That is the foundation for being able to speak the language. Likewise, while our minds may seem to function educatedly without practicing or without effort, upon deeper reflection, we come to understand the significance of practicing of meditation. Through meditation, we empty the mind and build its strength so that we can effectively use it, deal with sensory conditions, rather than being enslaved by fleeting thoughts and emotions. Through meditation, we reconnect with our Buddha nature. This is like cleaning dirty glasses before wearing them. Meditation involves not just reflecting on our minds, but also developing the skills to quiet them, allowing us to fully embrace the pleasant moment, the present moment, even in challenging situations. Similar to an athlete needs to build foundational physical strength. We need to cultivate the ability to harness our minds effectively through the practice of meditation. So let's dedicate ourselves to practice meditation diligently. While intensive meditation retreats, like a week-long session with 10 hours meditation per day, can be effective. But Master Stillan suggested, although short sessions of meditation may be brief, consistent, and long-term practice is more effective than occasional long sessions. And the second habit that contributes to our growth is the practice of stopping, practice of pausing. Even if we practice meditation sincerely and have a solid foundation, if we can't initially stop when faced with sensory conditions, we end up getting caught up in transient thoughts and emotion rather than acting in accordance with our Buddha nature. And that's a significant challenge. Occasionally, when I encounter a stop sign while I'm driving, I wish I could pause my mind with sensory conditions, just like I stop my car at the sign. In my case, I struggle with a bad habit that isn't easy to break. When I'm angry with someone, I tend to raise my voice. Unfortunately, most of the time is with my wife. The closer and more comfortable I feel with her, the easier it is for me to make that mistake. It's not necessarily very loud or aggressive, but raising one's voice itself doesn't right and effective. I should explain my discomfort or anger in a calm manner without raising my voice. But it's easier said than done. My bad habit is that when my mind becomes extremely uncomfortable or angry, my subconscious seems to tell me that a calm voice doesn't work. You should raise your voice. For more than 20 years, I have been grappling with this issue. And there's good news and bad news. The bad news is that I still haven't fully overcome the habit. This might be discouraging, because it seems like meditation practice and one Buddhist teaching aren't effective. But the good news is that the intensity and frequency of the problem has weakened significantly. Even my 10-year-old daughter told me that she can see my progress. One day she told me, in terms of raising your voice, I can see your huge progress. So it was a nice pep talk. There was a car accident a few days ago. I was stopped and watching the cars coming from the left side. And I was waiting because I needed to make a right turn at the roundabout. And all of a sudden, the car behind me bumped into mine. My daughter was in the car as well, so she and I both were surprised. Make a long story short, I ended up handling the situation very calmly, and my daughter later said to my wife, "Mom, I was really surprised. I thought at least Dad would say something, but he handled it so calmly without saying a word. So at least I'm improving, but there is still room for further progress." Similarly, practicing meditation doesn't guarantee immediate improvement in behavior or breaking bad habits automatically. We need to work on it diligently. And the fundamental practice is pausing, stopping before acting or reacting. When I'm able to pause for a moment, there is a success rate of over 90% that I can avoid raising my voice. However, the challenge arises when I'm unable to stop and react immediately based on my karma. Therefore, the habit of stopping in the face of challenges becomes the foundation of all learning. So let's cultivate the habit of stopping when we encounter challenges, sensory conditions. The third is the habit of embracing discomfort. Growth means change, and change means stepping out of familiarity. And stepping out of familiarity means trying new things. When we do something new, our minds feel uncomfortable. It's easier to take the same road every day and stick to the same habit. But when we try something new, we experience discomfort and resistance. However, in most cases, when we look back, it seems that stepping out of comfort zone brings us benefits. When we quietly observe our daily lives, we realize that every moment we make choice and take action. In those moments of choice, there are things we want to do and find comfortable, and there are things we don't want to do, we don't want to do and find uncomfortable. However, in most cases, the things we don't want to do and find uncomfortable are often what we need to do. While the things we want to do and find comfortable are often what we shouldn't do. In such times, rather than following our comfort, we need to practice choosing discomfort. For example, it's more comfortable to sleep a little longer in the morning than to wake up early. And it's more convenient to eat fast food than to prepare healthy meals. Similarly, in relationship with others, it's uncomfortable to hold back when we upset rather than speaking out. And it's uncomfortable to stop and endure rather than getting angry when frustrated. Therefore, in our daily lives, by carefully examining these small discomforts and understanding if they are right and necessary for the direction of our lives, consistently practicing embracing discomfort can greatly aid in our growth. Even if we can pause and reflect in the moments of mindfulness through meditation practice, and strengthen our minds through stillness. If we ultimately cannot overcome the discomfort when translating it into action, it becomes easy to revert to a familiar habit and repeat that. A few years ago, I used to attend a yoga class in a yoga studio for a year. In that specific yoga studio, they taught Hatha yoga and put great emphasis on holding one posture for a long time. So sometimes as short as 3 minutes up to 30 minutes, like Bhujangasana, Cobra posture, and other posture, just holding without moving. Holding a yoga posture for a long period is very, very uncomfortable. It feels like my body is in pain and I want to move. My body seems like shouting at me, just move. And I want to quit even after 1 or 2 minutes. But by embracing that discomfort, breathing through it, and just watching it, and once the time passes, experiencing the deep sense of freedom, it changed my body, and it builds the strength to face discomfort in my mind as well. Thinking like this, I've come to view discomfort in our daily lives as opportunities for growth. I want to cultivate the habit of pausing, reflecting, and embracing discomfort, seeing each small success as a step towards personal growth. Starting to work on small discomforts in our daily lives will help us greatly in our practice. So I hope we can practice with the three habits: practice of meditation, practice of pausing or stopping, and practice of embracing discomfort. And I hope we can grow every day. Thank you.